A pleasure to say hello to the president of the Kroger Company of Michigan, Mr. Ken DeLuca. Ken, always good to see you. And if I'm not mistaken, Kroger is always out and about at important events like this.
Well, we certainly try to be. And just hello, Paul W., and happy holiday season. It's always great to see you.
To you as well.
We're always happy to be part of these events. The Chalani Family Foundation is certainly has become one of our favorite groups to work with. Tom and Vicky, just such great people and do such great things, and our efforts align, right? What we do with food banks across, not only here in Michigan, but across the country, they really align, and we're happy to be part of it.
It's your purpose. I've talked to you enough to know this. Your purpose is to feed the human spirit.
That's right.
This is directly in line with that.
That's right. And while the food part of feeding the human spirit is important, we also want to make sure that we're doing everything to feed our folks from an intellectual and educational standpoint as well.
Ken DeLuca brought part of his team with him today, and we're meeting for the first time. Cam Barrett, the public affairs manager. Cam, nice to see you.
Right back at you, sir.
Where'd you come from, and how long have you been with the company?
Yeah, so I live right over in Clinton Township. I've been with the company 4 years, and the best part about it is I get to go out and do exactly what Ken was talking about, just going out, doing good, giving back to those communities that we live and serve. And, you know, this is our Super Bowl right now. It's the holiday season. It's season of giving. So, you know, whether it's what we're doing here with Hunger Free and the D, helping support, you know, our friends over at Forgotten Harvest and the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, or, you know, any of the other initiatives that we have during the holiday season, whether it's the Piston Season of Give Back, or, we get out there and we deliver holiday meals with the Michigan State Police. So we're always looking for ways to impact those communities across the state.
Cam, take a moment and explain to our WJR listeners Kroger's Zero Hunger Plan.
Yeah, so in 2017, we launched our Zero Hunger, Zero Waste Foundation with exactly how it sounds in the name. How do we help end hunger in those communities that we live and serve every day, but also be a good partner to the earth as well? And I think the great part about that foundation since we launched it in 2017 is we've donated over 3.9 billion, that's billion with a B, billion meals to food banks across the U.S.
That's something to be so proud of, Ken DeLuca. And I know you, as the president of Kroger Company, and all of the employees everywhere within the company are very proud of that.
Well, we are. We're certainly proud of it. And I'm so proud of my team and Cam here at the top of the list because, you know, he's the one that with a lot of support from our folks are making it happen. I mean, last week he was unloading, 500 frozen turkeys.
Yes, sir. Rolling up the sleeves.
You know, last Thursday we were part of the event with the Detroit Pistons, their season of giving. Cam's the guy that is just, this is his really busy, he's always busy, but this is his really busy time of year. And if it weren't for our people, we wouldn't be able to do all of this. So hats off to them. I appreciate them each and every day for what they do.
Good for you. And it's good to remember the people who are making this happen behind the scenes, many of whom we'll never know. Or we just run into the store, maybe thank them.
That's
when you
right.
go into a Kroger,
there you go.
Thank them. Just say, hey, by the way, I hear what the company's doing. God bless you and thank you for that. You can thank them, too, by calling 855-899-4673. That's 855-899-HOPE. And donating during this radiothon for the Capuchin Soup Kitchen and Forgotten Harvest. And, of course, you can go online at hungerfreeinthed.com as well. And some people are even stopping by Palazzo di Bocce, where there is a big bocce tournament underway, again, for the cause. What's new at Kroger and anything we should be looking for these days? How's business and how tough is business with we keep hearing from people how tough certain things are.
Business, it's good. It can always be better. That's I think that goes without saying. But it is a tough business. I mean, but we also recognize that it's strong competitors that make us have to be better at what we do. And, you know, where there's strong competition, ultimately the consumer wins, and that's what we want to happen. We want the customers to win. We're excited. We're going to have we've got a new store coming up in Fenton that we're going to open at the end of January.
Beautiful.
We're excited, kind of a bit of a new market for us. We have stores in Flint. We have stores in Heartland, but kind of an open spot for us. So We've got some other capital projects. The Kroger company is investing about $300 million in Michigan over the next two and a half years.
That's fabulous.
To build some new stores.
Same kind of footprint or any major changes?
No, pretty similar footprint. You know, a lot of our stores in Michigan, we're a product of acquisition, right? For those of you who are old enough like me to remember, in 1990 we bought about 25 Great Scott stores.
Oh, yeah.
And then in 2000, and then we had the Kessel stores in Flint and Saginaw we bought in 2000. And then 2007, the Farmer Jack stores. And in 2014, the Hillers stores. And
well, you really have been on an acquiring.
Yeah, so yeah. We've got as a result, we have quite a variety of footprints. And so what we're trying to do is get them more up to date replace some of our smaller locations with either larger locations if we can find the real estate or expand what we have today. So a lot of good things coming from Kroger.
Well, I can tell you in the Grosse Pointe area, you cover us nicely, and the produce is fresh and wonderful and plentiful, and the meat departments. And, you know, I don't do most of the shopping because I always come home with way too much stuff because I go shopping when I'm hungry, and I'm always hungry, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know.
I'm your best customer. But anyway, you do have great products, and we appreciate your involvement in the community all the time. It means a lot to us, and it's what makes Kroger stand out, that's for sure.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate our people, and we know that's the difference, right? We all sell Del Monte corn and a lot of similar products for, you know, about the same price. But the experience in our stores is what makes the difference.
Cam Barrett, Public Affairs Manager, nice meeting you. And Ken DeLuca, President of the Kroger Company of Michigan, always nice to see you, sir, and to see you again. Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Paul W.
Thank you.
We have one more hour left. If you've been waiting to call, don't wait. Let's keep it going on WJR.